I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You look unreal, so don't be hard on yourself.
Do you know what is, Vic? Kids. Kids know. Listen, my friend Nikki, honestly, she is beautiful. She's happy all the time. Got no kids. This is what it is.
Hello everybody and welcome to Vicky Patterson The Secret 2. This week I'm joined by Towie icon, Essex legend, and arguably the woman who created the Vajazzle. It's Amy Childs, everybody!
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome, babe. How are you?
I'm good, honey. I'm really good. Literally
so busy.
Sitting here, you know, the sun's out. You know, I'm not filming today, so I've got the gym stuff on. Just dropped Polly to school. This should be a Prosecco, but don't worry, I'm on the water today. So,
oh, you're dead busy, mate. You're back filming Towie, aren't you?
I'm back filming Towie, yeah, it's all good. We come back from Dominican, 2 weeks ago. Yeah, it was 10 days. It was great. You know, listen, I come back 2 years ago. You know, I love it. You know, it's just... You know, I have a laugh on there. You know, Polly's on there with me. It's so different to obviously when I was on it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm like a family girl now. Do you know what I mean? I've got Polly, I've got Mum. You know, Bill's just come on there with me. So,
has he? Has Bill joined you?
Bill, yeah, listen, it's only like a little cameo.
Okay, okay.
Series, they wanted like him to come on more, which is nice. Do you know what I mean? And then say that is my life, and it's, you know, the children and, you know, Bill. Yeah, it's fine. It's all good.
Because he's a proper Essex boy, isn't he? Because I actually knew, I went to Billy's gym, the boxing gym, mate, like, before you started going out. So I knew him and I always thought he was a nice fella.
Yeah, he's lovely. Do you know what? He's normal. He's a family guy. Yeah. You know, the gym's doing really well. So yeah, it's all good. Yeah. Been with him a year now, I can't believe it.
That's absolutely flown, hasn't it?
No, definitely.
Oh, and do you think...
It'd be me getting married next week.
Amy, you'll beat me down the aisle, mate. Honestly, I'm terrible. I feel like we've postponed ours again, man. But no, I feel like you deserve your happily ever after.
You've got a day for the wedding.
No, last. So we feel like everybody's, well, I don't know about you, but we've got about 8 weddings this year.
Yeah.
So many. And I feel like everybody's kind of in a bit of a backlog post-COVID, desperately trying to, like, you know, have their special day after having it postponed so many times. And I think we're just going to kind of wait for that madness to calm down a little bit. So we're saying 2024 last, but who knows?
Oh, how lovely that. It's perfect. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. You get recognised. Listen, it could be me. It could be me next year, Vic. Do you know what I mean? It could be.
And do you see marriage on the cards with Bill?
Do you know what? Definitely, yeah. I'd love to get married. I'd love to get married. I've had the children, you know. I've not had the best relationships. I can't sit down here and say that I have. I've not had the best. But I feel like Bill is just normal. He loves me. He loves the kids. And he's just, you know, he's just a lovely guy. So I'm really happy.
He seems so lovely, mate. And that's what you deserve. You deserve someone who loves you for you, who treats you right, who's great with the kids, and just makes you that, like, really happy, secure, best version of you.
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, it's all going good. So.
I'm so pleased. Right, so I am, like, I've been a Towie fan since the get-go, since that you were in it the first time. Sorry, my ma's just pottering around in the background. Hello, Carol. Get out. This is for YouTube now. Bless that. So, can you give us any goss from the Dominican? They're fucking up their budgets, haven't they? Because he's always just used to do Marbella.
Well, listen, Dominican was lovely.
I've never been. Was it lush?
It was lovely, yeah. Hard rock.
Oh, nice.
Cowie. You're always going to have drama. You're always going to have a lot of drama on that show. I'm so lucky, Vic, I've got to be honest with you. I'm not involved with the drama. I always have my opinion. Yeah. You know, I say, and then I come out. You know, remember, I am getting older, Vic. I'm 32, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Sitting there and, you know, that's just the thing is, though, that's not me anyway. Oh. You know, when I was, you know, 19, 20 doing TOWIE, the pajama, whatever, you know, that was the fun, me. I never had a row with anyone on that show. And yeah. Still now on, like, you know, bloody 11 years later, there's no row with me.
Yeah.
However, in the show, of course, there's drama. There's a bit of rowing.
Yeah.
You won't believe what's gone on, but that's the
you can't. Oh, you hear me? You are teasing, aren't you?
Yeah, listen, we was filming and there was a few little bits going on and of course you do, you get a bit, listen, Essex, you think is massive. Mm. Everyone knows everyone in Essex. I know what's going on. You know, is the gossip true? I don't know. But when you see it, you'll be like, oh my God. But like I said, I get with everyone. There's not one person on that show where I go, don't like them. I get with all of them. Mm-hmm. You know, I say, you know, I must admit, there's some people on the show that I don't know as much, mm-hmm. but some of the cast obviously are close to me. And Harry's back on the show, which is amazing. He come back this series.
Yeah.
Me and my cousins, we have fun. We have Prosecco. We have banter. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I love that. I was wondering, right, because obviously you're a bit of an OG like me. I think we started within months of each other, didn't we? We're respective shows. And I think, like, whenever I get someone on the podcast who's starting out in the reality TV industry, like we had Chloe Brockett on that not that long ago. She was great. We've had, like, other, like, people who are sort of, you know, just done Love Island, all the rest of it. I feel a little bit protective, Amy.
Yeah.
Do you get the same?
I just think some of these people, you know, they want to go on these reality shows. Right. They want to come on there and they think, right, I'm going to be really famous. And, you know, it's just not about that, you know. Mm-hmm. It's better to get with it. Do you know what I mean? It's not, and it's the highs and lows of being in the public eye. They think it's really easy, you know, go on these reality shows. You know, they haven't got a clue what's coming for them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I feel like you've got to be so strong in this industry. You know, with me, you know, I've been in this industry bloody 11 years now, Vic. I'm getting old. Do you know what I mean? I'm really out. No. I looked in the mirror last week. I thought, you know what, Aim? You're getting old now.
Honestly, mate, this is madness, because when you sat down to do this podcast this morning, in my head, I was thinking, she's not aged a day. I could be talking a 19-year-old. You look unreal. So don't be hard on yourself.
No. Do you know what it is, Vic? Kids make aged. Listen, my friend Nikki, honestly, she is beautiful. She's happy all the time. Got no kids. This is what it is. So do you know what? When you think about having kids, do you know what? I love having Polly. Love having Richie.
Honestly, mate, if I look half as good as you after two kids, sign us up. But I know it is, like, it is a lot. Like, I get it, mate. And I, like, it must be nice that you're able to have Polly on the show, because it's able to, like, merge your two worlds, you know, being a mammy, your busy home life with what your other love, which is, you know, TOWIE, Essex, your friends, all that.
Yeah. Obviously, my little boy, Rich, like, Pete, you know what really upsets me, Vic, is that, you know, me and my ex, you know, not going too much into detail of it, you know, we decided when we had Richie, you know, that we didn't put him on social media. It was something we agreed on. You know, I must admit, I get about 20 messages a day, people going, you love Polly more than Richie, it's disgusting what you're doing. So much hate on my social media about Richie. He is the most beautiful little boy. He is amazing. You know, but because I don't put it on social media, I get such a backlash every single day. And I've had enough. I completely have had enough of it all. And I feel like I go back on my social, it's just complete trolls trying to troll me about my son. You know, he's amazing. I have him all the time. Do you know what I mean?
That's awful.
It really, really gets me down completely.
But I can understand that, babe, because I'm not a mother. You know, I'm not, but... like, I know, I can see you doing your best, like, smashing it. You, of course, love your kids both the same. Like, I think the sort of the idea that you'd love one more than the other must be really cruel and hurtful.
Yeah, I know, completely. And, you know, oh, you know, Richie's like, you know, Polly's the favourite child. I get it all. Every day I get it all. And do you know what drives me mad? But I'm on here to say, do you know what? I love my kids more than anything. Do you know what I mean? There is not, you don't favour your children. You love them both the same. And just because I don't put Rich on social, I completely get a backlash. But do you know what? It's these little trolls at home, literally on their computers, that ain't got nothing else to talk about.
Exactly.
Upset with my life, it obviously upsets them. Mm. Do you know what I mean? It's just one of them things.
Don't let it get you last. It was just last week, and I was on Alex Bowen's Instagram, and you know, him and Olivia have just had their little boy Abel. And I seen him put up a post, and it was like, I see a lot of you asking why we haven't shown Abel's face yet, like the little boy. He's only weeks old, you know, Amy. The fact is, like, we don't want to put him on social media yet. We haven't made a decision about whether we're going to or not. And a lot of you are saying, oh, they're doing it for a magazine deal. Like, listen, we're not getting a magazine deal. He's our son, and we've decided to keep him off. Like, and you just kind of think, this is this beautiful little moment. They've just had their first baby, and people are saying things like that. Like, give them a break, you know?
I know, I've had it all, but do you know what? I feel like, and that's what I'm saying, you're going back to like Claire Brockett and all that, that you've got to deal with all this in the public eye. It's so hard now. It's not easy being a little guy, you know, people writing stories about you and, you know, it's difficult. And that's what people say to me, how do you feel? And it was hard. Like when I started, not when I was 19, you know, I thought it was lovely, you know, brilliant, towering. And then you get the complete, you know, backlash, you know.
Yeah.
I got everything thrown at me, and I was like 19. But do you know what? It's made me so much stronger now.
Yeah.
You know, and when people want to write something about me, I go, do you know what? I've got a lovely life. I've got my lovely children. I've got a lovely partner. Drop me out.
No, but that's exactly how you should do it. But it's horrible that you are sort of exposed to all of that at such a young age, mate.
Yeah.
It makes you stronger, but it's a hard way to learn those lessons.
But the thing is, though, how old is you? You was probably the same age as Carol. I was 19 when I started.
I'm a little bit older than you, lass, so I was about 22. And, like, I know it sounds like nothing, but I felt like even that 3 years difference, it did help, like, having a bit of a thicker skin in that. So then when you're filming with, you know, the likes of Chloe Brockett and all the younger ones, it's not that I don't know any of the older ones. She's just the younger ones. She's just always the one that pops to mind. Do you feel like a bit, are you giving them advice? Are you being, like, a bit of a mentor to them, Ames?
When I film with them, you know, I film them, they come on, you know, at the end of the day, with Towie, you know, it was, you know, what was it? 12 years this year, I can't believe it. However, they get the cameras and you talk about things, you know. People go to you, oh, you told what to say. I'm not told what to say.
No.
Not. You just bring on, like, the conversations. You know, I sit with Chloe. I've done a lot of films with Chloe, and I feel like I'm her mum. I've always said, because I'm, like, the boring one now. I used to be the fun one in the day. I feel like I'm the complete boring old girl, you know. And I always say to Chloe, I go, Chloe, you know, no arguing, hun, don't argue.
Oh, how the times have changed, Ames.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
She must look at me and think, you are so boring, really. So I feel like a mum. I feel like all of their mums, you know. So, but look, it's fun. I'm like the agony aunt. I am the agony aunt. If they come to me and say, what do you think, Amy? I'll always say my opinions, what I think and what I would do in that situation.
Yeah.
However, I'm getting old and boring.
But I know, but I say that, like, honestly, I feel like this weekend I did nothing but get to bed early, watch nice films, walk my dog, do Pilates, cook for Erkan, like... And it made us so happy. And I said to, like, Erkan, I was like, I know I'm, like, old and boring, but I'm really content being here.
Yeah,
like,
me too.
Like, I think about, like, and not that I didn't love my 20s and my teens and all that, mate, but thinking back to, like, rolling home at 3 o'clock and kissing boys I didn't really know and bloody arguing with lasses in nightclubs, mate, the thought of it makes a sweat behind my knees. Like, I've actually got anxiety just even thinking about how I used to go on.
Completely agree. Like, 20s, yeah, my 20s, I loved it. You know, I lived a lovely life, perfect ride, loved going out. Yeah. I was in the Sugar every Saturday. That was my go-to place. Sugar Saturday. I even got a job there. I worked there. I loved it so much. So I worked at the Sugar Hut, right? Loved it. So but now, like, even like yesterday, me and Bill done a barbecue. Polly, we got her pajamas on. She had pajamas on all day. And I thought, do you know what? This is the life. I feel happy. But you've got to think of these girls from Tarry. They're still so young. They when we were 20. Do you know what I mean? So
yeah,
we get older and we get wiser.
That is it, mate. And I love, because we didn't have this. Like, there's no rule book to, like, how to behave in your 20s or, like, how to act when you're on reality TV, whatever. Like, everybody in every walk of life sort of just has to feel their way and learn as they go. But I didn't have, like, a mentor, like, someone to say to me, calm down here, or that fight's not worth it, or think about your mum who's going to watch this. Like, and I'm not saying I would have listened to them. We all thought we knew best. But I do love that the younger lasses on town, you've got you, Amy, who's been there, done it, and they can perhaps learn from a little bit. I think you'll be a real, like, guiding light, and you want to be proud of yourself for that.
Thanks, hun. The boring one, yeah?
No! Mate, the mature one. The dignified presence. Come on, give yourself some credit, man.
Thanks, Vic. Yeah, thank you. I'm just called the OG, and I think sometimes it's nice being called the OG, but you think, is it because you're an old girl now? That's what it is. OG, it's, old girl.
It stands for original, Amy. Come on, man. Fuck.
Oh, I didn't.
So come on then, you're on. Who else is still on that I'd know? Are there any? Because Pete's obviously still there, isn't he? He loves it.
Obviously, Pete didn't come to Minicon, so I didn't see Pete. Like, I'm really close with Lockie. You know, Yaz is a good friend of mine.
Is she back?
Yaz is back, yeah.
Oh, God, I hear her. Lockie, all right.
Yeah, do you know what? I think they get on. I think they've got a great friendship. This is
I like
what
that.
And you know, okay, they've not worked out. But yeah. Do you know what? Moving forward, they get on really well, which is lovely to see. Like I said to you, Vic, I get with all of them. You know, I stay with everyone. You know, you've got Diags, who's really funny.
Oh, I love him.
Listen, Lockie and Diags are so much fun. Like, when you film with them, it doesn't seem like work. This is like fun. You know, we have such a laugh, and that's why I do. I wouldn't do it otherwise. And you know, people said to me, "Why would you go back to Towie?" You know, why I went back to Towie? Because first of all, they asked me, and I thought, you know what? I've always said I'd go back. Mm-hmm. I don't know when. But I will definitely go back. And obviously, I had Polly. Polly was literally turning three. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to bring Polly on the show that literally made me successful. Yeah. I'm going to come back on there. And I had great, you know, compliments for going back on there. And like I said to you, I'm not involved in no drama. I don't have no ag. I have fun. I have a few little Proseccos. That is the dream for me.
No, but then that's it. Like, if you enjoy it and it doesn't feel like work, why wouldn't you go back? And, like, you are, Amy, and you have been since you jumped on the screens, like, 11 years ago. You are a fan favourite. So I think everyone was absolutely buzzing to have you back, weren't they?
Thank you. Yeah, it's fun, you know. Listen, I'm very different. When I was 19, bloody hell, like, my life was like going to the Sugar Hut, getting dressed up. That was my life. Mm. My life, literally, oh, my God. I'm changing Richie's bum. I'm in the school run. I've got meeting with the mums at the school. My life is completely different now. But, like, you know, this is not glamorous anymore. My life is not glamorous.
It's just a different stage. You're glamorous in your own way. I mean, look at me. You still look gorgeous now. If this is like a day off, Jesus Christ.
A bit of makeup on for you today, Vic. I won't go get on this podcast. No makeup on. Bloody hell. Monday morning, really.
Well, you look glass, mate. Like, what series is Towie in now?
Yeah, I think it's 30.
Fuck off. Is it?
God.
So how, right, going back to all them years ago when you first got found, how did you start on the show? What happened? Were you approached or what?
So, oh my God, it seems such a blur. So it was 12 years ago, I got a phone call saying, you know, there's a show going around about Essex. Would you go on it? So I rang my mum and said, Mum, you know, I had an amazing job. I had a 9-to-5 job, beauty. I was head therapist in a beautiful little shop. Mm-hmm. You know, I was head therapist. I was, you know, a pro waxer. not for Jazza at this point, but I was really good at waxing. I did, and I was so busy, Vic. I was so busy. And then at the night time, Thursday night, I'll do 20 girls spray tans. I had a really good name in Essex, like it was tanning with like beauty work. So all of a sudden, you know, they rang me up and said, like, your name's come across, like, you know, your name's like, you know, been spoken about. Would you come on a show about Essex? So I was like, okay, you know, I'll go back to work after. Uh-huh. And I rang up mum. I said, mum, she went, don't do it. Do not do a show about Essex. It's going to be really bad for you. Mum.
That's what she said.
She never told no one this story, actually, by the way. She said, can't go on the show. Rang up my dad. No, definitely not. And I said, just because mum said it, though, dad, that means that you're now saying it, because, like, mum, whatever mum says goes. So then I sat with mum, and then obviously Sue Fair, Sam's mum, together, and obviously me and Sam had the meeting together. Uh-huh. And then mum said, look, you know, you can do it. Then she literally got round it. She said, but you've got to go back to work after. I said, mum, I'm not going to be like literally like just sitting indoors. Of course I'm going to go back to work. Uh-huh. Just worried about upsetting my boss and whatever. Such a long story. Went for the meeting. I think that they didn't actually know what was going to go on. The director was sitting there thinking, we don't know what it's going to be, but literally let's just roll with it.
Yeah. Well, it was the first of its kind, really. Like, you know, it definitely sparked the way for everything else that's happened since.
We had Big Brother, and then obviously, you know, Tower then was filming. And then Sarah Dilliston, the producer, said to me, she went, Amy, we do find you a little bit boring for the show. This is true story. But don't worry, we're going to give you a go and just see, you know, what happens. And then it just come out that I'd done just so well off the back of the first one and two. You know, and for me, Vic, it was just so surreal. You know, I was on the show. I was going to Lakeside. Everyone was stopping me. Amy, and I was a bit overwhelmed. I thought, yeah. Filled my car up. There was like people around my car.
No.
And then like, what I'd get a lot, people go, you're an amazing actress, Amy. I go, I'm not an actress. This is actually me. Never done acting in my life. So it was really surreal. And I look back at them days, I think it was amazing, you know. Then I'd done, you know, I had my own shop then. I bought out my own bloody hair rollers. I bought my own bejazzles out. It was amazing. I had such things though. In my life, I cannot wait till when Polly gets older and I go, do you know what, Polly, what I've had in my life has been amazing. All the stories.
You smashed it, mate, though. Like, I remember I remember walking down Brentwood High Street like 10 years ago, and there was like two Amy Child shops. There was like Sam and Billy shop, Joey shop. It was like a proper Towie Hub in Brentwood, wasn't it?
People used to come down from Australia.
Oh, my
do you know what
God.
I mean? Yeah. From like Luton, they'd come down from bloody
Sydney,
Canada. I used to have people from. It was just so surreal, you know. But amazing times, fun, amazing, great times.
Oh, I love that, mate. And you got to do it all when you were young, and now, you know, slightly old. You're doing it. You're bringing up your kids, and you've got. Oh, I think you've done everything the right way around, mate. You should be dead proud of yourself. I bet your mum's proud now, is she?
Mum's proud, but you know, she's very, very proud. But my mum's very like sensible. She's sensible. So like I said to you, like when I done Terry, first of all, she always said to me, don't drink, like she was very strict with me. And like, you know, we've got lovely families around me. I've got an amazing family unit around me. Yeah. And I'm just so lucky for that. So she's kept me like a little bit in what's that saying?
She's kept you grounded.
Yeah.
She's kept you in the real world. Oh, I love your mum, mate. And I'm pleased that you did, because it's why you're still such a nice girl. Amy, I could talk to you for absolutely hours, but that is the end of part one. Can you come back in part two? I want to ask you about your favourite reality TV shows.
Oh, definitely. Perfect.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.